Dear friends, thank you for joining us this Thursday for another Gnostic Lab for practical application. Today, in our exercise, we are going to put into practice a very peculiar effort that is called following the dream. We could translate this from Spanish as following the dream, or chasing the dream, or continuing the dream. But in any case, what we are deliberately doing with this effort is that we are connecting once again to that dream that got interrupted because we woke up. And perhaps this is something that you have done before. It is very common for people to have actually done this in the past. And it is very common to hear people who say that they found themselves dreaming and they woke up and they were able just to concentrate enough to find themselves right then and there at that last place where they were in their dream state. So this is not something spectacular. This is what we're trying to say. This is not something spectacular. This is certainly not a superior faculty. This is something that is very natural. And Samael tells us, if you find yourself dreaming that you are a certain place and you wake up, then do not move. Stay very still. Become sleepy once again and bring your imagination back into that place where you were. Feel like you are there and continue the dream exactly as it was unfolding. When you put your creative imagination and your willpower to work in perfect harmony, you will be able to do this successfully. This is what Samael tells us in his book, The Zodiacal Course. And in another one of his works, titled The Esoteric Treatise of Theurgy, he shares with us the very same practice, but in a little bit more detail. And he tells us, when waking up from a normal dream, concentrate your imagination and your willpower in a well-known place. Now, he is not saying go back to that last very image that you got from your dream. He is saying concentrate your creative imagination and your willpower into a well-known place. And he says, imagine that you are at that place. But he is very clear when he is saying this, imagine that you are at that place. He is saying, don't think that you are at that place. Do not divide your attention between your current location of the physical body, which is in your bedroom, on your bed, and then that projection of where you think that you're going to be. He says, don't do that. He says, use your creative imagination to see yourself there. Because when you do that, you don't need to be questioning if you're there or not. Just like right now, you're not questioning if you are in your physical body listening to this lecture or not. You are deliberately there. And this is what Samael is saying. He says, remember that the key of the power is in the use of the willpower and that creative imagination in vibrant harmony. We have to be able to unite that imagination and that willpower. Samael says, identify yourself with the place that you are imagining and forget the place where you are sleeping. He says, walk with full confidence around that particular place. He invites us to imagine a place that is well known to us. Because if the place is well known, then we have crystal clear understanding, remembrance, experience with that place by itself. And when we're doing that, then there is no doubt with the things that we see. Again, in those moments, do not think that we are in such a place because it is so evident that we are there, that why do we have to even think it? thinking is not necessary. Samael is not inviting us to continue with the process of thinking. He wants us to transition into a space of no thinking where we can grasp the truth of things by virtue of imagination, inspiration, and intuition. So this exercise is for you to put to use your creative imagination. See yourself there. Use your willpower in vibrant harmony. Unite that willpower to your creative imagination and see yourself there in this well-known place, and see yourself there walking and smelling the flowers and sitting on that bench and doing the things that you do periodically. When you do this, you will be very successful. This is why we says, filled with faith, we should walk around in that place. Now, let's not misconstrue this thing called faith. Because the definition that we give to the word faith today is very different than what it is intended to be. Today, we have come to define faith in our own convenience. So we tend to see this thing called faith as the anticipation of good things happening. That is not it. When we're speaking here of faith, we are speaking about that experiential knowledge in action. When you can give faith of something because the experience that you have had allows you to have a profound comprehension of that thing by itself. So filled with that faith, with that experience of you having been there and this being a well-known place to you, just walk around. Samael tells us, if this is perfectly done, while falling asleep, it is clear that the projection in your astral body will become a fact. So put this into practice. Again, two ways of using this key to unfold in your astral body. As you wake up from a normal dream, do not move. Do not shake that astral body. Just remain very still, close your eyes, and concentrate your imagination and your willpower into a very well-known place. See yourself there. No doubt. No need to think. See yourself there and walk there. And that astral projection will certainly manifest. And the second one is, if you find yourself dreaming and you see yourself in some place under some circumstance and some scenario in that dream and you wake up, don't move. Hold on to that sleepiness and then use your imagination, your creative imagination and your willpower to see that place again and see yourself continuing that dream exactly as it was unfolding. Friends, when you do this, you're gonna come to see that before long you will find yourself awakening in that astral body. Now, a word of caution. The fact that you will see yourself in your dream and that you will know that you are dreaming and that you are contemplating a dream does not mean that you are already awakened. It means that you're taking the right steps. You are directionally correct in your effort. But if you remain there as a spectator, and in the meantime the dream continues to unfold, and you continue fascinated with the dream, then are you really awake? You are repeating that daydreaming experience within the dream itself. So as you become aware of that state, it is always a good idea to invoke of your Divine Mother. ask of your mother, of your dying mother, to take you to one of these great places where you can learn directly from the lips of the masters. You can do that. You could ask of your divine mother to allow you to see a relative that has long passed. You can ask for that. You can ask to invoke one of the great angels of creation, whether it is the angel Anael, whether it is the angel Raphael, whether it is the angel Master Wiracocha, or whether it is the angel Michael, or any one of the great masters. You see? Capitalize on the moment and give yourself that opportunity. So friends, this is the practice that we wanted to share with you today. Evidently, we are not going to put it into practice here because you need to sleep. You need to allow yourself to be in that particular dream state. So for tonight, as you go out and you do this work, we will invite you to remember, keep your Gnostic journal close by. Have a good pen or a pencil close by so that the moment that you wake up in the morning after you have done this practice, as you will have so many memories vivid and fresh still in your mind that you take note of them. And that way you will be able to interpret the good quality of your dream. So friends, this is the practice that we had for you today. If you were to have any questions, you are welcome to write them up on the screen. If not, you can send us your questions at the email address icq.arizona@gmail.com, and we will be delighted to get back to you, providing you with answers and complimenting your comments. So thank you, dear friends, for joining us this evening. May all beings be happy.